Glaucoma Awareness Month, which is really important in creating awareness around not only rare cancers, but in particular sarcoma. And the reason for doing this is firstly to acknowledge and make people aware of the research that's going on, obviously knowledge about the disease, which can help with even diagnoses. So the more people are aware of rare cancers, then hopefully the better they can be diagnosed and the earlier that they can be diagnosed. And of course, obviously awareness leads to funding, and funding is absolutely critical in the research in order to develop better treatments to treat these cancers, because the outcomes are poor, as well as funding clinical trials where new treatments can be tested, and hopefully we see better outcomes for the patients that have these cancers.
Well, we'll talk in just a moment about how people can help fund this research, but what does diagnosis and treatment look like for sarcoma?
So, unfortunately, for many sarcomas, they're often misdiagnosed initially as growing pains or even a sporting injury. So many sarcomas will present with some pain in the joint or bone, or even maybe a lump. And so there's nothing, you know, particularly concerning initially that this might be a cancer. And so, again, due to this rarity of them, they're very, very uncommon. So many initial general practitioners may not have seen a sarcoma, may never see a sarcoma, and so it wouldn't be the first thing that they would think of as a diagnosis.
Yeah, that's really interesting, and because my late wife had a sarcoma and ultimately passed away as a consequence of that when she was only 34 years old, but she had a pain in her hip. And one of the doctors said, she went to see, so it's just because one leg's shorter than the other.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there's, and I think that's the importance of creating this awareness through Sarcoma Awareness Month, is that the more people know about it, the more they can ask questions. And of course, we don't want people to panic and assume the worst all the time, but at least that awareness gives more options and enables both the patients and the clinicians to ask more questions about what this might be if there's no immediate improvements.
Okay, so there needs to be more awareness, not just on the part of the general public, but also on the part of medical professionals.
Yes, that's, well, it's because it's very rare. And so obviously for GPs, they're treating a lot of different illnesses, a lot of different presentations. And so they need to be across a lot of different diseases and illnesses for diagnoses. And so rare diseases are particularly difficult to diagnose because many of them may not see them at all, or may only see one or two in their careers.
Mm. Dr. Kane, if you're doing research through the Hudson Institute of Medical Research, how can people find out more and contribute to what you're doing?
Yes, we are. So my lab in particular is researching childhood and adolescent sarcomas. You can look at the Hudson website to see the work that I'm involved in. But I also encourage people, if they're interested in learning more about sarcomas specifically, to visit the ANZA website. So ANZA is the Australian New Zealand Society Sarcoma Association, apologies. And the website is sarcoma, sarcoma.org.au. Now, ANZA is actually the peak body for the sarcoma community, and it aims to improve outcomes for sarcoma patients through research, education and awareness. And they have very, very good resources on the website, very great information, and also you're able to donate directly on that website, and 100% of the donations to ANZA are used for research and clinical trials.
Dr. Jason Kane, thank you so much for your for a very informative chat this morning. I really do appreciate your time.
Thank you, Ian. It's been a pleasure.
Have a good day.